Hello listeners, welcome back. I am Salman Rahman. This is my 7th episode of Learning Vocabulary. Learning vocabulary list of words can be boring, but if we able to learn vocabulary by real life experience and explanation, that journey can be interesting and fun. And here I try to give you all a clear explanation of every vocabulary we learn here. So, let's start our journey again. Well, today's first vocabulary is amiable. The correct spelling of this word is A-M-I-A-B-L-E, amiable. Amiable means a friendly, pleasant person could be described as amiable. Airline flight attendants tend to be amiable. The people monitoring the school's cafeteria maybe not. An amiable person is good-natured and easy to get along with. Two amiable people who no longer want to be married to one another might have an amiable divorce. The correct synonyms of amiable are affable, cordial, genial, friendly, good-natured. The second vocabulary of today's episode is esoteric. The spelling of this word is E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C, esoteric. Esoteric means understandable only by an enlightened inner circle. Do you know the secret handshake? If you haven't been brought into the inner circle of those with special knowledge, esoteric things will remain a mystery to you. So, in the olden days, achieving esoteric knowledge meant getting initiated into the mystical arts, learning secrets unknown to regular folks. Now, when a subject is called esoteric, it's usually something not so mystical but still hard to penetrate. Americans might find the sport of cricket to be esoteric, but the rules of baseball can be just as impenetrable to outsiders. The synonyms are abstruse, deep, recondite, cabalistic, cryptic. The third vocabulary is extraneous. The correct spelling of this word extraneous is E-X-T-R-A-N-E-O-U-S, extraneous. Extraneous means coming from the outside, like the extraneous noise you hear when you are in a theater and a train passes by. Extraneous can also mean not relevant or essential. Like all the extraneous information in your long-winded science report. The synonyms are foreign, adulterant, adulterating, external, extrinsic, outside. The fourth vocabulary of today's episode is tedious. The spelling is T-E-D-I-O-U-S, tedious. If something is tedious, it's boring. If you are anxious, to get outside and enjoy the sun, even the best lecture will seem tedious. Something that is tedious could also be called tiresome. The synonyms are boring, dull, deadening, tiresome, wearisome. The fifth vocabulary of today's episode is caustic. The spelling of this word is C-A-U-S-T-I-C, caustic. Use the adjective caustic to describe any chemical that is able to burn living tissue or other substance, or figuratively a statement that has a similarly burning effect. Caustic in this sense means harshly critical. In the chemical sense, a near synonym is corrosive. In the figurative sense, near synonyms are biting, scathing, and sarcastic. The synonyms are corrosive, erosive, destructive, acrid, bitter, blistering, sulfurous. The sixth vocabulary of today's episode is inadvertent. The spelling of this word inadvertent is inadvertent, inadvertent. When something happens by accident, it's inadvertent or unintentional. The gas company assured you that the error in your bill was inadvertent and that they would fix it, but not before you blew off some steam. So, happening by chance or unexpectedly or unintentionally means inadvertent. With an inadvertent gesture, she swept the base of the table. The synonyms are accidental, unintended. The next and seventh vocabulary of today's session is exhaustive. The correct spelling of this word exhaustive is exhaustive, exhaustive. It means perform comprehensively and completely. When you recruit a new employee or spouse, you undertake an exhaustive search for the best talent. When you are exhaustive about something, you are testing all possibilities or considering all elements. If you want to become an attorney, you will need an exhaustive knowledge of the leather-bound books in the law library. When you exhaust something, exhaustive is complete. After your exhaustive tour of Rome, you are exhausted, means tired or fatigue. The correct synonyms of this word are thorough, complete, thoroughgoing. The next and eighth vocabulary of today's session is incongruous. The correct spelling of this word incongruous is incongruous, incongruous. Something that's incongruous is inconsistent or incompatible with something else. So something that is incongruous is not suitable or proper. In other words, not in harmony with everything else. That's why burping at the dinner table could be called incongruous behavior. It's not proper and certainly doesn't go well with the main course. Okay. Synonyms are discrepant, inconsistent, inappropriate, incompatible, unfitting, inharmonious. The next and ninth vocabulary of today's session is belittle. The correct spelling of this word belittle is belittle, belittle. To belittle means to put down or to make another person feel as though they aren't important. Saying mean things about another person literally makes them feel little. A candidate for office might belittle his opponent by pointing out during a press conference that his fellow candidate has an inferior intellect. A manager who forces his administrative assistant to scrub his office floor with a toothbrush belittles her as well. The synonyms, the correct synonyms of belittle are denigrate, derogate, disparage, criticize. The 10th and the last vocabulary of today's session is unprecedented. The correct spelling of this word unprecedented is UNPRECEDENTED, unprecedented. Unprecedented means novel, having no earlier occurrence. Something that is unprecedented is not known, experienced, or done before. If you have never gone on a family beach vacation but you are planning one now, you could refer to it as an unprecedented decision. The synonyms are new, unexampled, novel, unusual. Okay, listeners, it's all for today. Hope I will come very soon with a lots of new vocabulary and with their explanation and with their interesting explanation, and hope I will enrich your vocabulary in a fun way. So bye for now and see you soon.